The Touchdown City Show is presented by Masters Law Firm, West Virginia's personal injury lawyers, and Parmar Stores. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be one soon. Stone Church Studio in St. Albans, West Virginia. This is the Touchdown City Show.
Welcome into the Touchdown City Show presented by Masters Law Firm and also our friends at Parmar. If there's not a Parmar near you now, there will be one soon. I'm Anthony Lewis in the Stone Church Studio with Michael Sussman, Derek Bailey, and the GOAT, number 22 in the program and number one in your hearts, it's Avon Coburn. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'd be a lot better if we would have won this game, but due to the circumstances, it's a big week coming up, something that I'm excited about, but last week was terrible, man.
Yeah, West Virginia goes to Norman, gets beat 59-20 in the 15th meeting between the Sooners and the Mountaineers. West Virginia, 3-13 all time, and I'm going to throw this out there initially. Did we even expect to win this game?
With the momentum from BYU and the situation, having a chance to get in the mix for the conference championship, I did believe West Virginia could win, but the players did not.
I didn't expect West Virginia to win, but I also didn't expect to give up to nearly 60 points and 8 touchdowns to one dude. That was completely embarrassing. It was a bad performance. I didn't expect them to win, but I expected them to play better.
You're just being negative. Of course, I'm very negative. Of course, I expected them to win. I mean, again, like Mike said, they're coming off a great win, with some good momentum. And but again, has he won 3 games in a row?
He did it this year for the first time. Oh, he won 4-1. Oh, remember, wow. They went from 0-1 to 4-1.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I couldn't remember. But,
we stink again.
Yeah, we're stinking. We stink again. I mean, we are who we thought we were. I mean, again, I had high expectations thinking that we would overcome and do something that, God bless you, son.
Thank you.
Doing something that we thought he would be able to do, get a signature win, even on a downward tiering program. I thought it would be a whole lot better than what it was.
Do we expect to give up? And you mentioned it, Derek, 59 points to the Sooners. We've spent weeks talking about how we thought this defense was coming together, and it may just be the case that we were playing bad competition.
Well, and it's 100% we were playing bad competition because, our defensive coordinator, again, he's a Bush League coach. He's going to find a way. He's going to find a way to screw those players because he doesn't understand what it takes to be a great coach. And again, I'm hard on him because again, I would love to see what he says about getting 60 put up on him.
I mean, the thing is you're not playing Houston, Central Florida, BYU, and teams like that. This is a legit competition, and you see it for what it's worth.
We got beat by Houston.
And you gave up 41 points as well. Remember, we gave up 41 points. So, I mean, I'm just saying, as soon as the competition stepped up, you would see more of what you were made of, and that's why I was cautiously optimistic. There's so many things that are wrong. You could see the issues on TV. It's just teams were not good enough to exploit them until you played Oklahoma, and they were good enough to exploit them. I mean, it's just the way it goes. I did not expect them to give up 59 points. That's embarrassing. And 8 touchdowns to one dude is just in the whole illustrious history of Oklahoma. They've never had one dude score 8 touchdowns, and it happened last night.
Yeah, they've had a couple of good football players in Norman. That just totally disappointing. They spread us out. They put our DBs on islands, and West Virginia just did not have an answer.
Oklahoma's Gabriel had 423 yards. In the air, 5 touchdowns. In the air. And then 2 receivers with over 100 yards. So our DBs were just struggling. No pressure up front. Listen, last year Oklahoma was in a bad position because of the transfers and all the craziness that happened out there. But you're not going to keep a program like Oklahoma down for too long.
No.
But there was just no pressure. Gabriel was able to do what he wanted to do. And then, add insult to injury. You give up over 100 yards on the ground to one running back, and I think they picked up 91 yards just with their backups. So, almost like 235 yards on the ground. It was embarrassing.
I mean, again, I hate it for the players, but when you have a coach that doesn't want to take responsibility for anything, it's eventually going to happen. I mean, we were biding our time saying that this guy, you know, he might be – Jordan Leslie might be, you know, what we – no, he's a clown. Like, and again, I would – I've never met the guy. Hopefully I get to see him this weekend and ask him. I mean, I'm going to piss him off because I'm like, bro, like, why didn't you just, you know, say what you need to say against Kansas? Like, I don't think anybody respects you from that. And, I mean, I probably get kicked out, but I'm going to ask
him. No, don't get kicked out. You got a big weekend coming up, and we'll talk about that later.
644 total yards for Oklahoma. 644 total yards. That's astounding. I mean, I don't think I can ever recall West Virginia. I'm sure they have. I'm sure they gave them up to Oklahoma before, but it's just – that's just such a big number.
And you get 9 pass plays of 20 yards or more, 5 run plays over 20 yards. The explosives were just all over the field.
It was like the 4th of July out there. Hey, listen, I will take responsibility for that. I planned a fundraising event for my Sugar Bowl Foundation on this game, and – so we doubled down. I already thought we were going to lose, but then it just became a melee. So I'll take responsibility. Not the coaches, not Jordan Leslie.
This was Mike Tyson versus Peter McNeely.
Yeah, it was ugly. But, yeah, we had a good night last night out at Buffalo Wild Wings Nitro Marketplace. Owen Schmidt was in the building. It was good to see him. You know, Owen was Owen.
Owen is always – he's always a party, man. You know. The runaway bear trap.
What's the – all the way up. He was turned up when he walked in the door. He brings a lot of energy to the party.
Yeah, he's always good to have for an event. And I'm going to promote him because he's one of those guys that's going to bring energy. He's going to communicate with the fans and just make it an event as opposed to, you know, you have some guys just sit at the table the whole time. And he's not that guy. And you know, I'm gonna promote him because I mean he's gonna give you what you want. And Anthony, it is your fault because we haven't won a game yet.
I've never met Owen. I've never met him, but I can just tell. I can just tell by just the pictures of him and everything that he would be fantastic at something like that.
It sucks now I have to associate Oklahoma Owen Schmidt differently than I normally would. But whatever.
That's all right. Just think back to 07. All right. Don't forget later in the show the Alumni Hall trivia question of the week. 304-305-2TDC, and we'll give you that question later in the show. We'll be back after this.
The Touchdown City Show will be back right after this.
Have you been injured at no fault of your own? The Masters Law Firm is on your side and here to help you in your time of need. With decades of experience, we've successfully helped clients recover hundreds of millions of dollars in compensation. Our team understands the toll that injuries take on victims and their families, offering both legal expertise and unwavering support. Visit our website at themasterslawfirm.com or call us today at 304-342-3106 for a free consultation. Your journey to recovery starts with us.
Hey, it's Dave Allen for Parmore Stores, and yes, another holiday season is here. Now, you don't need me to tell you how hectic it all is with the shopping, the cooking, the decorating, family and friends. Well, just remember, your local Parmore store is here for you during the holiday season and year-round. From gas to groceries and all the other things you need or may run out of, Parmore has you covered. We are the official convenience store of Marshall University and of the West Virginia Secondary Schools Activities Commission. Happy holidays, and remember, if there's not a Parmore store near you now, there will be soon.
Get more bank for your business with United Bank. Whether you'd like to start a business, purchase commercial real estate or equipment, United Bank can help. We support business development throughout our great state, making business and consumer loans and fueling opportunities. Small business owners' dreams come true and larger corporations grow. What can we do for your business? United Bank, West Virginia's bank. Proud to be united with the Mountaineers. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Touchdown City Show.
And welcome back to the Touchdown City Show, presented by the Masters Law Firm and Parmar. And West Virginia's defense dismantled yesterday in Norman, but offensively, West Virginia was equally unimpressive. it was like we just kind of ran into a buzzsaw. And I'll be honest with you, going into the game, I thought West Virginia would be able to move the football and put up some points. But I felt like once they lost their momentum early, it was over, especially when they didn't go and get the points, and especially after the goal line stand.
Yeah, I really thought we would be in a situation where going into the game, I thought it would be a shootout, to be honest with you. I thought we'd be able to put up a lot more points. But after the first drive, I was like, oh, my goodness, there's no way that, you know, the way that the quarterback was throwing the football, I'm like, this is going to be a long game.
Yeah, the defense was quite unimpressive, and the offense was less than impressive as well. Green was 10-27, I believe, was his final stat line for about 150 yards. Threw a bad interception, you know, couldn't get in from fourth and goal. Couldn't get into the end zone. It's just a bad performance all around. It was pretty much everybody failed, in my opinion. Coaching players, anything you want to throw out there, they failed. Just an ugly performance all around.
Yeah, Green struggled to hit the layups once again and was just playing too fast, in his own words. And I think, like, where you see the defense not making adjustments, it's the same thing offensively. When you play a team that's actually talented, WVU just struggled.
Yeah, Green, 10-27. You know, usually he lives in the 50% range. So, you know, on a good day, he would have been 16-27, you know, just or 14-27. It was just not a good day for him. Offensively, you know, on the offensive line, our boys ran into some big boys.
Oh, yeah, they got beat up. They got beat up pretty bad. And it wasn't even a close game, guys. I mean, I know you guys all watched the game. It wasn't even close. Like, the score, it didn't even look like we were even going to do anything the entire – after that first drive, I was like, we're in trouble.
I mean, you could go up 7-0. And then you look up again, what, 14 minutes later, 15 minutes later, it's 31-7. You're like, oh, my Lord, this is just like, it's, yeah, it was, I mean, it wasn't competitive after the first possession. There was just no competition whatsoever. It almost looked like Oklahoma got a little bit bored in the first half and kicking the crap out of us. I mean, it just looked that way. And that's what happens. That's why everybody, you know, even at 6-3, you know, when West Virginia go into the game 6-3, and that's why I wasn't overly excited about the 6-3. It's because
a hater. That's
I am. I'm a big time hater. It's not even that. It's just like, you know, Oklahoma is not BYU. Oklahoma is not Central Florida. I mean, you know these things, and that's why they exploited every bit of weakness in West Virginia's team.
I think the energy left the room when we got bullied on the first and goal.
Yeah.
And we couldn't punch it in. That was basically, they may as well just stayed in the locker room after halftime because it was over. I mean, Donaldson ran the ball well yesterday, 14 carries, 79 yards. But the fact that we could not punch the ball in from the goal line that was pretty much the tail of the tape. I mean, our guys couldn't get it. There was one dive, I think they ran to Donaldson, and they ran it right behind Zach Frazier, and
he got
stonewalled.
Nothing. And that's when I knew, like, they're gonna have to come up with something creative. They're gonna have to do some RPO or something, roll him out, give him a few options.
Well, and we don't even have RPO in the playbook.
Well, the creativity was a shovel pass that we've shown, I believe, and fumbled earlier this year.
I thought that he scored on first down. Let me go ahead and say he scored. But I mean, still, you can't pick up a yard in three downs. It's just incredible.
One of the best offensive lines in the Big 12.
And with probably the biggest running back in college football. Probably the biggest running back, and you can't pick up 1 yard?
Ooh, and when you're trailing significantly, there's pretty much no margin for error. WVU would have had to play perfectly the rest of the way to even have a shot. And like you said, can't get a yard.
Well, my thing, though, is you've got to punch it in there, and because you've got to keep it close, right? You got to give yourself a fighter's chance because it's still midway, even halfway through the second quarter. You got another half, and then I think if you punch it in there, I think you're only down, 10 at that point?
I think it would have made it 31-14, but then you score with Taylor later in the half.
You're
looking at 31-21, but even if you're looking at 31-17, you know, that's at least your two-possession game. You say, hey, okay, we've played poorly on defense. Maybe we can force a turnover and get back in it.
Yeah, because you just never know. But then, you're so far out of it. I mean, you need like a series of miracles of fumbles and onside kicks and just to get back in the thing. And it was pretty much over from that point.
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying it. It was just an ugly all around. I've said it over and over and over. And, you know, there was the same thing. It was the play calling on offense was bad. There was no adjustments on defense. You can go on and on and on about everything that's wrong. We've been doing this for 5 years now.
Well, usually we have these episodes and we call them beating a dead horse. So this is like volume 5.
Fifth year in a row?
Yeah, it's it's hard to watch. All right, later in the show, we're going to have the Alumni Hall Trivia Question of the Week. Here are the phone numbers, or the phone number to text to win a $25 gift card. 304-305-2TDC, 304-305-2TDC. And we're going to make this one a little harder this week. We've got, a guest coming up that it relates to. So we made that question a little harder for you guys this week. So again, 304-305-2TDC. And don't forget, if you need any information about the show, head over to touchdowncity.com. You can find our podcast platforms over there. And when we come back, we're going to hear from the locker room. We'll do that after this.
Would you mind saying that again?
The Touchdown City Show will be back right after this.
The relationship between a lawyer and a client is based on trust. You have to make certain that the lawyer you hire has your best interests at heart. This is attorney Ben Salango. Just like the Mountaineers are fighting hard on the field, the Salango Law Firm will fight hard to win your case. Whether it's medical malpractice, automobile or trucking accidents, hiring an experienced lawyer will make a difference in the outcome of your case. When you hire my law firm, you get results, not excuses. Check us out at salangolaw.com.
Ball Automotive Group is here for all your automotive needs. We have 3 locations with over 300 new vehicles available and a great selection of pre-owned vehicles in stock. Ball Automotive has been an integral part of our community, which we have proudly served for over 20 years. With over 1,300 online reviews, you'll see why our customers keep coming back. To see what Advantage Toyota of Barbersville, Ball Toyota of Charleston, and L&S Toyota of Beckley have to offer, visit us online at ballautomotivegroup.com.
Welcome back to the Touchdown City Show.
It's time for the locker room report here on the Touchdown City Show. One of the low points in the 59-20 defeat in Norman was unfortunately the play of Garrett Green, 10 of 27 through the air, and he just said it was coming too fast.
Yeah, I think they did a good job adjusting to what we were doing on offense after the first drive. Started giving us some really complicated looks. That's what their defense as well is, giving you a lot to look at. I started to see too much.
Do you put more of that seeing too much on Neil Brown not making things easier on Green? And just overall, how do we get the cocaine bear back on track?
I'm mixed on this because he plays that way. He plays too fast. Like, he's always played that way. He's always been just, you know, one great play, one bad play, one great play, 3 bad plays. I mean, he's just that way. But, yeah, they could have simplified it a little more to try to help him, but I don't know if that would have even worked. He's not a very accurate passer. We all know that. We've talked about it over and over and over. And, I mean, it is what it is, and he is what he is. He's going to be great, he's going to be bad, and he's going to be in between. It's just what you get from him.
Yeah, the Cocaine Bear was at its best, the Cocaine Bear. He was one of those guys, and again, we're not saying that he was on cocaine. I'm just saying he's just a high-energy guy, and when you're that excited, especially at the quarterback level, you're not going to be able to really decipher the way you need to. And that's where the mistake comes into play. And college football is not very complicated. I mean, me playing at the highest level coming back, you're going to get 1 of 3 coverages, cover 2, cover 3, cover 4. That's it. They're not going to do a whole bunch of, you know, exotic anything. So nobody.
WVU's secondary gets gashed for 423 yards in this game by Dylan Gabriel. Here's what was going on scheme-wise, just as far as what the Sooners were picking apart.
What they did is they spread us out and made it a one-on-one game. And we didn't do a good enough job putting our kids in position where we could get them some help. And they exposed us, and they hit us with some runs. They blocked us pretty well up front, and we missed tackles at the second and third level. And then in coverage, they RPO'd us. They got us and got some guys in some run fits and exposed some guys in some one-on-one.
Coach, basically what I'm going to say is defensively you were not prepared, and that starts with your coaching staff, period. End of comment.
What adjustment was made to fix all that, or to try to fix all that? Let me say that. What did you do to try to offset what they were doing? Like you, exactly what Anthony said. That's lack of preparation on your part.
And how are you unprepared for the biggest game of the season? I mean, there's two games that we had of we should have been overly prepared for. We should have been preparing for this game since Penn State to be ready for this game. And again, like you said, it's a lack of preparation, and more importantly, it's a lack of personnel on the coaching side. We have a D3 coach coaching a Division I football team, and Jordan Leslie needs to fire him. He said that means he's going to get fired. If he doesn't get fired, then yeah, we need to move on.
Made Drake Stoops look like a Hall of Famer in this game. Absolutely ridiculous. The one-on-one thing was never going to work. And of course, the second quarter play as we go to the offense now on the goal line. You try to get in on first and second down, ultimately get held up on a screen pass on fourth. Here's Neil kind of explaining that whole kerfuffle.
I thought we got in on first down, down on the goal line. Thought we got in on second down, and that's not a knock on officiating. But here we are. We're playing a national TV game. We don't have a goal line camera. Not one single goal line shot, whether the ball got over or not. Which is amazing to me. I don't think we win the game, but it's a hell of a lot more interesting. But I really feel strongly that we got in on first down for sure. And on second down, it'd been nice to have a shot at it. We didn't have any video of it.
As a professional camera operator, I feel attacked.
It's producer Neil Brown now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it, you know, that happens sometimes with the cameras, all those bodies, it happens.
Well, let me ask you this question. Why don't you kick a field goal and make it a little bit more interesting?
Let me ask this question. How was it going to be more interesting? Oklahoma could have scored 90 if they wanted it. It wasn't going to be more interesting. It was just going to be how many more they could score.
Neil loves making excuses in these things. I mean, the score was 31-7 at that point in time. You can harp on it if you want to, but that wasn't going to decide the game. Not upbeat this week. We'll hope for better next week against Cincinnati. That's been your Locker Room Report.
Tired of manually updating your online payment information every time your card is lost, stolen, or expired? Let CardSwap from Summit Community Bank take care of it for you. CardSwap lets you update your payment information for multiple merchants and subscriptions all in one place. Simply add your Summit debit or credit card to CardSwap and we'll update your payment information automatically. Convenience when you need it most. That's service beyond expectations. Sign up for CardSwap today through Summit Community Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is Walker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hurricane. You know, Gene and Ryan built their business the old-fashioned way by making friends. There are no gimmicks or games at Walker, just honest, fair deals, and their method is so straightforward it may shock you. Friendly service and a huge selection of inventory with more arriving daily. When you're ready for your next vehicle, take the short 20-minute drive from Charleston or Huntington to Walker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Hurricane exit of I-64. Walker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, making friends one deal at a time.
Hey Mountaineer fans, are you game day ready? When you want to show your West Virginia pride, Alumni Hall is your ultimate shopping experience. The best and largest selection of apparel for the family. Nike, Champion, Columbia, Cutter and Buck, plus gifts and accessories. Alumni Hall, located in the shops at Trace Fork in South Charleston, or shop anytime at alumnihall.com. Alumni Hall, where Mountaineer fans shop.
Be sure to stick around and listen for the Alumni Hall Trivia Question of the Week. For all of your Mountaineers gear, visit alumnihall.com.
And welcome back to the Touchdown City Show. I'm Anthony Lewis with Michael Sussman, Derek Bailey, and the GOAT, Avon Coburn. And we are honored to be joined by the legendary and I mean legendary, Coach Don Nealon. Coach, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
We're doing great. Well, I'm here with your guy. I know he's your guy, Avon Coburn. And I'm going to let him kind of kick it off. I know this means a lot to him, what's about to happen for you this weekend.
Yeah. Coach, I'm excited. I know I just cut you off, but I'm excited I get a chance to even have this conversation with you. You know, you're about to be immortalized at WVU. Tell us what that, you know, what does that mean, you know, to you?
Well, you know, Avon, it's I've been here now 40 some years, and 21 of them I marched up and down that sidelines and ushered in the big time football here at WVU. And you know, it's just you know, I'm honored, and it's just kind of unbelievable.
Can I interject, Coach? I want to say it's too late. I think this should have happened, you know, probably 5 years afterwards, not 25 years afterwards. I mean, and again, you don't have to speak on that. I'm going to speak on that for you. And because of without you doing what you did for the program, WVU would not be where it is right now. It would not be in a position to even, I mean, we're mid majors right now, but we would be probably in the MAC conference, maybe the Sun Belt, if you didn't come in and take over and really, you know, make decisions that you made, you know, as far, you know, doing what you're doing. So to me, it's not enough. I'm gonna say that. It's not enough. We need more. And I know I'm not the only one that's gonna say this. We need more. This is actually, it's too late. And that's not all that should be happening. Like, you should be right next to Mr. Puskar, or even in the front of the building, or even in the, in, you know, you got your drive, you got your street. Now you need to have we need more. I'm just say that.
Coach, he's very, he's been very vocal about the fact that it's a little late, but one thing I want to ask you about, I mean, it's a big weekend for you. I know a lot of your guys will be in town to see this. What's it going to mean for you to be surrounded by your guys? And you've got a long tenure of guys that you coached, and they're coming back for you this weekend.
Yeah, well, that's the thing I'm looking forward to. You know, Avon is just an unbelievable guy, and he was a great player, but more important is what kind of guy he is. I'm looking forward to seeing all these, my ex-players. I've had a lot of phone calls from guys that can't make it because of things that are happening in their life. But this honor is, you know, it's humbling. You know, when I came here, West Virginia was known as one of the 10 worst football programs in America. They had stumbled through four straight losing seasons. And my first team, I never had one guy on the team that had ever witnessed or failed a winning season. Mm. So we kind of had to go from the ground up. And, you know, it didn't take us long to put it on the map. But the thing that's so rewarding to me is how my guys have stuck with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I get calls from guys all over the country. And, you know, I just had the honor and the privilege to coach the greatest guys in America.
Amen.
I mean,
I agree with you, Coach.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing how well they've turned out after they've left here. Mm-hmm. They've just done so well for themselves, and I'm so proud of them. It's just amazing. I just, you know, the wins and losses, they dissipate. But the guys, that's the important thing. And I can't wait to see them on Friday night and Saturday. Just can't wait to see them. I don't know how many will be here. I know Daryl Talley called me and said, Coach, I love you, but I can't make it. And Tony Beck called me and said, Coach, my kid's going to be quarterback against Texas, and I'm going to go to that game. But I want you to know I love you, and I wish I could be there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I hear from all these guys, and, you know, it's just amazing how many guys I hear from. I don't know how many's coming. I don't even know who got in touch with them.
You know, it's kind of poetic, Coach, that they're doing this the same day that West Virginia plays Cincinnati, and that's the team that you open the stadium with.
Yeah, it is.
When you think back to September 6th, I believe, 1980, and the shape the stadium was in, and to now, and all the things that have happened, I mean, it's kind of poetic that it's Cincinnati that they do this for you.
Yeah. And you want to know something else that's amazing? The first college job I ever had was at the University of Cincinnati.
Wow, that's awesome.
In 1963, I was the backfield coach and the secondary coach at the University of Cincinnati. They only had six coaches at that time, and you had to coach both sides of the ball.
I was like, hold on, he was on both sides of the ball, coach. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd split our practice, and half the practice we'd practice on offense, and then we'd practice on defense. And I coached I coached the safeties, and somebody else coached the corners. And then on when we'd go to offense, I coached the running backs, the quarterbacks and the running backs.
How far we've come from that? How far? Now, there's a specialty coach for every position, and then a helper for that.
Yeah.
We had six coaches at that time. Wow. At the University of Cincinnati. But we played in Nippert Stadium, which is the same stadium they have now, mm-hmm. but they've improved it a lot. They've added more seats, and I don't know what all they've done to it. I haven't been back to that stadium since I left.
You know, it's another thing that's also poetic about this is it's the 30th anniversary of the 1993 undefeated regular season. I know you guys celebrated that earlier that year, but you know, for you just mentioned it earlier, West Virginia's job, the job was one of the 10 worst in the country, and you were able to come in and not only within two or three years knock off Florida, but finish undefeated in the regular season twice and within 4 years of each other. I mean, does it feel like it's been 30 years since you've beat Miami and Boston College back-to-back weeks?
Well, you know, the time goes so fast, it's just amazing. I remember my dad telling me, he said, you know, Don, days go slow, but years go fast. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you he hit it right on the button because the years just fly. It seems just like yesterday that I became the head coach here. And that's been 40-some years ago. I remember when I first became a head. You know, I was a head high school coach when I was 23 years old. I was the youngest major head football coach at Bowling Green State University in 1967. Mm. So it's amazing. I was only 31 years old when I got the Bowling Green job.
And then you left and went to Michigan after that?
Then I went from Bowling Green to Michigan. And then I went from Michigan to here. I mean, time just flies.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you're excited. I know as a fan of West Virginia and as of yours, I know It's great. Obviously, you're in the College Football Hall of Fame beside Bo Schembechler, and now your name will be immortalized in the stadium just like Coach Schembechler. And I know he meant a lot to you and helped you in your coaching career.
I love Bo. He was, you know, football. I was the quarterback at Bowling Green in 55, 56, and 57. And he was our offensive line coach. That's how I got to know Bo real well. And then when I became the defensive coordinator at Bowling Green, he was the head coach at Miami of Ohio. And then he left Miami of Ohio and became the head coach at Michigan. And so I knew Bo long before I became the head coach at Bowling Green. And so when I got a chance to leave Bowling Green to go to Michigan, I jumped on it because I knew Bo very well. And plus at that time, Michigan was close to being a national champion almost every year.
Mm. Awesome. Well, Coach, I want to say congratulations. Again, it's a little too long that it should have happened. I want to thank you for your time. It is an honor to have played with you and for you. It is just, I can't wait to see you this weekend. Just to give you a hug and tell you I love you and thank you for giving me a shot.
Well, thank you, Eva. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Coach, thank you so much for your time and congratulations. Yep. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Okay, see ya.
The legendary Coach Don Nealon, and when we come back, we'll have sports headlines with Michael Sussman.
To hear more of the Touchdown City Show, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, or Spotify.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our Astros free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
It's Mountaineer football season at Tony the Tailor. Tony the Tailor is the Valley's preeminent men's clothing store. Master Tailor Anthony Parazino has assembled an extraordinary combination of world-renowned vendors and support staff with one goal in mind, to exceed your expectations. In addition to hand-tailored clothing, Tony the Tailor also sells quality WVU apparel from Johnny O to show your support for the Mountaineers. Use promo code LETSGO for 20% off WVU apparel at bestmastertailor.com.
Welcome back to the Touchdown City Show. Be sure to stick around and listen for the Alumni Hall Trivia Question of the Week. For all of your Mountaineers gear, visit alumnihall.com.
Welcome back to the Touchdown City Show, presented by the Masters Law Firm and Parmar. If there's not a Parmar near you now, there will be soon. This week's Alumni Hall Trivia Question of the Week, 304-305-2TDC. Again, 304-305-2832. The trivia question for a $25 gift card to Alumni Hall. Coach Don Nealon played at Bowling Green State University, yeah, I believe. What position did he play? What position did Coach Nealon play at Bowling Green? Again, the phone number, 304-305-2-TDC. All right. Now time for the sports headlines with Michael Sussman.
A close one for the Horns yesterday. Texas wins it 29-26 over TCU.
Yeah, I was watching this game last night. It was 26-6 at halftime, and TCU made a furious rally, and they even had Texas on like a third and about 17 with a little under 2 minutes left, and they allowed Texas to complete a pass up the sideline for a first down. It looked like Texas kind of got out ahead and just kind of quit playing. Didn't look like they were really interested in the game. I don't know what's going on, but Ewers is back. Texas is still in a playoff position, and they didn't
question
play.
Is Texas back?
They didn't play. Well, they didn't play a good. They didn't play a good second half at all. It was an ugly second half.
They were bored. Yeah, Texas is back, baby.
And then Iowa State hammering BYU 45-13.
In a crazy game, everybody's shocked at this, I'm sure, after seeing what BYU rolled out there against WVU. I bet everybody's surprised. No surprise at all. BYU is a very bad team this year. I don't know. I think this might be the worst BYU team that I've seen in many, many years. It feels like they have good teams, but just this year, they're very bad.
Shout out to Rocco Becht.
I was going
to
say that. Who's their quarterback there?
Yeah, Rocco Becht.
Did his dad play for a school that, you know?
He was a no-star recruit at West Virginia. It ended up being a first-round draft pick.
What would it look like if we had Rocco Becht?
It would look like we would be probably winning some ball games through the air.
Wow.
But anyway, that's not here nor there.
This one surprised some people. Central Florida with a dominant 45-3 win over Oklahoma State.
Yeah, that score is that's very surprising to me. I did not think it's fine that Central Florida won. I'm not overly like that's not the huge upset that people think it is. But at the same time, it was the fashion in which Central Florida won this game. I did not see this coming 45-3. Now, if you'd have told me 45-38, sure, I'd have said, yeah, I could see that. Not 45-3, just an incredible performance from Central Florida. And what happened to Oklahoma State?
I was shocked to see Ollie Gordon only put up 25 yards. You know, we sat here for weeks talking about what you know the emergence of this great running back, and he gets shut down by a team that we handled.
The Jimbo Fisher era is over at Texas A&M. The official country word just broke. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Jimbo, what's new for him?
I mean, if I'm Jimbo Fisher, I'm excited. I'm thrilled. I'm ecstatic. I'd be the old Ed Orgeron. What time you want me to leave and what door do you want me to go out? They're giving that dude like $76 million.
To leave.
$76 million. I don't know what took him so long to get fired. I'd have got fired 2 years ago if they'd have paid me that
much. No, you wouldn't. But at the same time, that is amazing that this guy is about to. He's got a baseball contract, and he's going to be sitting at home doing nothing. Absolutely. Well, actually, he's probably going to go and put himself in a position to commentate.
And well, the thing that's crazy is even if he goes to coach again, his contract reads that he still, no matter what, he's getting the $76 million from Texas A&M, no matter what. He can go coach anywhere else he wants. He still gets paid from Texas A&M.
The Michigan Wolverines go to Happy Valley and win it 24-15.
This brings a smile to my face. And the reason this brings a smile to my face, and I know a lot of people, I watch Big Ten football, and this was Big Ten football at its best. From the 7:41 mark in the second quarter, the Michigan Wolverines rolled out their big lineup, rolled up their sleeves, and said, come on, Penn State, the number one run defense in the country, and ran it 32 straight times en route to a victory with 20 hours before their head coach suspended. And I think that was a big, big, big shot at the Big Ten. I think that team was out to prove a point, and I think they did.
Yeah, I watched some of the game, and every week on the show we talk about dumb coaching decisions, and James Franklin – went for it on like their own 48 or something.
Oh, no,
like
he went for it on their own 30.
Yeah,
with 4.5 minutes left.
And I was like, I text Derek, what are they doing? You punt the football, play defense, you get the ball back, you have an opportunity to score. I mean, you weren't moving the ball much anyway, but you may have. Who knows? I mean, D back falls down. Anything.
Fumble the punt. Fumble the punt.
Anything. This knucklehead goes for it. They deserve it. He proved why he's the third or fourth best coach in that league, and they're probably going to can him. Their fans hate him.
They can't fight. I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I may be wrong here, I think he's got a similar contract to Fisher. They gave him like a 10-year, $92 million, like a couple years ago, and I think it's all guaranteed. I may be wrong on that part.
You ever heard the term bad investment?
No.
Bad investment. That's a bad contract.
That's a horrible investment.
Great job, Michigan.
But that just shows you where we're at in this world right now in college sports. The fact that Jimbo Fisher is going to walk away with $75 million because he can't compete in the SEC with the number one recruiting class, and this guy, who probably at that point when they gave him the contract had not beat Michigan and Ohio State in the same season, and they give him the same type of contract, what are these 80s doing? They're ridiculous.
And here's a bigger question for the bigger picture of college football. The bigger picture. How do, like, the smaller, and they're not, they're major schools, but how do the smaller major schools compete with that kind of money. Like, look at like a school like, say, Iowa State, West Virginia, Iowa, Rutgers, Maryland. They don't, well, Maryland probably does, but they don't have like, you're paying a coach $76 million to not coach anymore. That's absolutely incredible.
Unbelievable.
And then you're going to pay a new one $75 million to come and coach.
Last headline here, Herd fans all smiles after a 38-33 win over Georgia Southern.
Cole Pennington with the start and the win, and he's got a huge...
Was it Chad?
He's got a
was huge... Was Coach Pruitt out there?
He's got a huge, 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 huge amount of pressure on him now because that's Chad Pennington's son, and it's unfair to him, but congratulations to Marshall for winning that game on the anniversary of the tragic plane crash. Great win for Marshall. I'm happy that they won that game just because of the anniversary and every and all that went all that goes around that every year.
Yeah, it's the one day of year I think West Virginia fans and Marshall fans come together. Cole Pennington, 15-20, 200 yards passing. Great job for that young man.
That'll do it for headlines.
All right. Well, West Virginia and Marshall, well, and West Virginia and Cincinnati will face off this weekend in Morgantown. Coach Nealon immortalized. Big weekend for the West Virginia Mountaineers and Bearcats. Predictions?
I think West Virginia is really physical in this football game. I think that between Jaheim White and C.J. Donaldson, they'll carry the football 35 to 40 times, and Frazier and company will play better this week. Give me 31-14 West Virginia as they control it on the ground.
I don't think this will be a very competitive game at all. I just don't think Cincinnati's very good. I think West Virginia should control this game from start to finish. I think they're going to win like 38-17, and I agree with Michael. I think they're going to be able to run the ball with relative ease on Cincinnati.
Yeah, and this is a big game. Again, Coach is getting immortalized. Everybody's going to be back from WVU over the last 20 years or 25 years since Coach has well, he retired, what, in 2000, so that's 20 years. So 40 years, like he said earlier, 40 years of players are going to be showing up just to love on him. And I think that energy will invigorate some of these young guys, even though they're looking at us like, man, I don't know who did Tavon Austin pay for the – no.
Avon Austin.
It's Avon. No, it's going to be one of those great games because it's going to be a lot of – old players back, and it's going to be some good energy. I think we put up, you know, big numbers on offense. I'm saying about 50 to 10, and it's a route on our side.
And just because of the fact that West Virginia's playing Cincinnati, the first game that Coach Nealon coached in 1980, I'm going to go 41-27 because that was the final score of that game back in those days. So I think we'll bring back that score. I think West Virginia wins big this week, and we'll get to celebrate the legacy of Coach Don Nealon. And before we go, we forgot to mention another thing in a bad weekend of WVU sports. The Mountaineer basketball team loses on Friday night. The football team gets trounced, and then the soccer team lost to Marshall 3-2 in the Sun Belt Championship game. So not a good weekend for the Mountaineer sports programs. Oh, what? West Virginia women did knock off the Pitt Panthers. So I'll take that.
Every day and twice on Saturday.
So for those of you listening, thank you so much for checking out the show. Don't forget to swing over and check out the podcast version of the show at touchdowncity.com. You can hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. A lot of great content over there, even some bonus episodes. And if you're still celebrating the 1993 regular undefeated regular season, there's some great shows from back early this year. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Visit our new website at touchdowncity.com. The Touchdown City Show is produced by Anthony Lewis in partnership with HD Media, the Charleston Gazette-Mail.